Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Evan Brand. I'm board certified in holistic nutrition. I'm also a functional nutritional therapy practitioner. What I do is I help thousands of children and adults around the world reverse their chronic health conditions, whether that is being on the autism spectrum, like we're about to discuss today, or chronic fatigue, anxiety, depression, skin issues, hormone imbalances, infertility, hair loss, you name it. I've helped with so many things, and it's so amazing to get functional medicine data for these families and to help people look under the hood and discover why their child is suffering. Why is their child diagnosed on the autism spectrum? What does that actually look like on paper? Because the term ASD, autism spectrum disorder or diagnosis, that doesn't really help you because it doesn't discuss anything about root causes. And I get frustrated when I see people and families slap with that label because it's not telling you about toxicity and parasites and nutrient deficiencies and brain chemistry problems. And we can see all this on the functional data. And time again, it's different for every single child. So you could take an entire room full of children that are on the autism spectrum, which is not a rare problem at all. The rates have skyrocketed in the last decade, and the rates only appear to be increasing. I just got off the call with a client in Denmark who's a teacher, and he said even in Denmark, every single child now in his classroom has some level of neurodevelopmental issue, speech problem, reading comprehension. How is society not going to collapse if we don't fix these kids? And you could take this whole classroom full of kids, and they look different on paper. One kid, it could be primarily heavy metals and pesticides. Another kid, it could be primarily mold toxicity. Another kid, it could be Lyme, Bartonella, Babesia. Another kid, it could be strep and staph, and this is more of a PANS or PANDAS case. It could be toxins from the mother through the placenta or through breastfeeding. And I want you to know that that label, that diagnosis, all it should be is a wake-up call that something is not right, but it shouldn't end there. Okay, so little context for this podcast here. This is with an amazing mom named Maria. She's actually an influencer in Panama, so that's very cool. I love reaching out and connecting with families internationally and globally, and I get great pleasure from spreading this because in the country of Panama, functional medicine really doesn't exist. And if it does, it's like one guy in the town who maybe does something a little different than other people, but it's not this widespread knowledge. And actually, I was looking at McDonald's revenue and Coca-Cola revenue. We still got a major problem on our hands. Like when you're in the health space and you see other creators and YouTube people and videos on Instagram, you kind of feel like everybody's eating healthy and everybody's exercising and detoxing and doing saunas. But when you really look at the numbers, like we're a tiny little piece, this little healthy bubble that we live in, like our social media bubble we live in of like other people in the health space. Like the vast majority of people are still way off track. And so Maria brought her six-year-old son to me, and he was diagnosed with autism. And she says here in the beginning of his paperwork that he's very functional but semi-verbal. And there was also issues with fatigue, memory, focus, and concentration, and trouble with learning new things. So social skills, psychomotor skills, speech, better cognitive performance, and energy, those were the top priorities that the mom wanted to work on. And we ran a series of tests. We ran organic acids, we ran heavy metals, mycotoxins, we ran another oat test, and then we also have a stool test. And with all that data, we found significant bacterial imbalances in the gut, massive issues with low beneficial bacteria, Klebsiella, strep, staph, candida showed up on the stool, low pancreatic elastase, high zonulin, indicating there was likely a leaky gut situation, an intestinal permeability situation happening. When we ran the organic acids test, the first one showed a massive candida problem, and she had done some work before she came to me, but he was not fully out of the woods. So this conversation was actually not designed to be a podcast. This was just me recording the call for her in case she wanted to refer back to it, but I thought, and upon listening to her speak, I thought, you know what? We need to make our consultation a public facing podcast instead. And this is just one of many conversations I have every single week in the practice. I love the opportunity to help you and your family if you're struggling. EvanBrand.com has all the details, and I would encourage you to check out the new quick guide to children's health that I wrote up this weekend. It's betterbellycourse.com/kids. So we'll make sure that we have a link in the podcast show notes. But check out this little quick start guide to children's health. I'd love to be able to put that in front of you to where you at least know the first 2-3 steps you need to be taking to get your kids better. All right, let's get into this episode.
I'm so grateful. I don't know how to explain. He's getting better and better every day, and in an exponential way.
It's what are you seeing? Okay,
for example, his eye contact. He's like, he's not doing it. Okay, before I had to tell him, okay, make eye contact. You know, I had to look at his eyes, and he was like, okay, looking, but not consciously. Like, it was more like I was forcing, and the teachers were forcing the eye contact. Now he's making eye contact at school. The teachers told me that too. I noticed it. And something happened like 2 weeks ago. It was incredible. For the first time with his classmates, he was like, now he calls them friend or friends. Okay. So before he was like not saying that kind of word. He was like, hey, this, or like that, with no eye contact. This time, right now, he's like, hey, friend, look at this. He's like, he goes and reach them, and he wants to be noticed, and he wants to show them things. So he's like, for example, with a classmate, Lucas, he was like, friend. And he looked at Lucas. He was like, friend, look at the pebbles, the stones. There are 11. Like, you know, he cannot still like make a whole conversation, but he wanted to show Lucas the castle or whatever he was building with the rocks he was finding. And everybody was like in shock at school. Like, it was the first time he was looking for a kid, because he used to like grab your hand, mostly adults like the teachers or me, like he used to, you know, to grab your hand and take you to whatever he want you to see or notice. This time he did it with a kid, with someone, you know, at his same level. He called him friend and said all that. Even Lucas, the teacher told me, Lucas was like, wow, he called me.
Cool, that's great. Awesome.
So I even have a picture of that, because they took a picture at school because they were so in shock because of that. And it was incredible. Everybody, even the teacher was like crying a little bit because that was new. I don't know if you can.
Yeah.
That's Lucas and him, awesome. Like showing him what he did. So now he 50% more eye contact and comes from him, good. Not from us. He's starting the eye contact.
And he's been on the protocol for,
I don't know, like a month and a half. I don't know.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe six weeks.
It's impressive. Like, okay, now, okay. He likes to watch some cartoons. And for the first time, he was like, look, mom, look. And there was this hurricane. And he was like, okay. Obviously, he said that in Spanish, but he said, look, mom, the eye of the hurricane. And I was like, do you know that? And it was a hurricane. And it was the eye of the hurricane in a cartoon. And I was like, Do you know that? O sea, where? I mean, that's so complex. Maybe you say a hurricane, but the eye of the hurricane. I was like, what? Then, okay, something. He used to say like one word, for example, if he wanted, okay, he used to say swimming pool or pool. That's the way he tells me, I want to go to the swimming pool in our building. Now he's like, okay, this, no, past, no, 2 weeks ago or something like that, he looked at my eye. He was like, I want swimming pool. I want to swim. I was like, okay, he's making or he's trying to make a whole phrase. Well, it was impressive. I'm still in shock. Okay. If he's watching his favorite cartoon, this is new too. He's like, "Mom, mom, mom." I mean, if I'm on the phone or whatever, he's like grabbing my with his hands, like my head, and, "But look, mom, look." That's new. All that, like, "Look, come here." He wants to be noticed. He wants me to get engaged in what he's doing. That's new. And he wants his classmates to do the same, and the teacher, and we're all in shock. That's like amazing. Okay. He tolerates better frustration. He stopped kicking, hitting, and he hasn't thrown stuff when something doesn't go his way. And that's huge because every day from school, his tutor, you know, his teachers and tutor, like, he throw broke this because he was angry, or he kicked the teacher, or he hit, or he stopped doing that.
Good, good. Yeah, you know, toxins make you angry. And so we've had that before where kids are like on the verge of getting kicked out of school, and then luckily we can get things calmed down. So that's huge. That's awesome.
It's huge. I'm so impressed. Okay, he seems to understand everything. If I tell him, okay, Emilia, now go wash your hands and then take your clothes and put it on the basket, he do it. He
Good.
does it. He
So
does it.
you feel like comprehension's better, whereas
Better.
before, what would happen before in that situation?
Okay. He will be like staring or doing whatever he wants, like not listening.
Just
He's like he,
kind of daydreaming.
yeah, or like he was like a kid with Alzheimer. I don't know.
Yeah.
Now he's like present. Oh, or some, okay. Last night. Okay, last night happened so many things at night. Okay, he every night before bed he comes to my room. And I have a TV in my room, so we watch like cartoons and that. And he always jumps on the bed. He was jumping, and accidentally he hit my eye, this eye. And I was like, ow. And this happened before because he's jumping and all that, but he doesn't notice that I got hurt. This time, last night, he stopped everything. He saw me in the eye, grabbed my face, and kissed me in the eye.
Oh.
He didn't say anything, but I was like, okay, I'm gonna get emotional. I was like, oh, he understands. He's empathetic.
Yeah.
I was worried because I've been investigating a lot of about autism and all that. And I'm a psychotherapist, so I don't know why I had this idea, like maybe autistic people are somehow like narcissistic or psychopaths because they have problems with empathy. I don't know. That's like something a hypothesis, like a hypothesis that I had in my mind. But then seeing my child like doing that last night, I was like, okay, he understands and he knows. And something else happens. He likes animal. Okay, he likes ocean animals. So he has these little plastic animals like a dolphin, a squid, a octopus, and a crab. He had it on the bed. He was jumping, and he lost the crab. And then he was like, "Dike, the crab, the crab, the crab." And I was like, "I don't know. Let's look for it." And we didn't find it. The old Emilian, but he had to go to bed. So the old Emilian would make a whole tantrum. Wouldn't go to sleep because of the crab. So I looked for the crab with him, like, okay, let's go, let's watch under the bed and everything. We didn't find it. And I told him, okay, go to sleep. Mom is gonna try to look for the crab. Okay, I'm gonna say we have a nanny, like nanny tomorrow to check better if we find the crab, but go to bed. Let's go to bed and tomorrow we'll look for it. And he didn't say anything, but he was calm and he was like, okay. He went to bed. I was like, wow.
So you were almost afraid going into it because you're thinking he might have a meltdown?
Like a terrible meltdown.
Yeah. Were you afraid? Like, I got to break the news to him. You know, we can't find it. And then you were surprised, like, oh, man, he's
actually terrified.
Okay.
I was terrified and nervous because, okay, I cannot find that crap. Okay, this is going to be a whole meltdown. And he's going to bed angry and obsessive, thinking about the freaking crap. I don't know. And he was like, okay. And went to bed.
You know what, like, it probably is? I mean, it's so fun to hear these things and to see how it matches up to the labs. I mean, just my thought on it would be it's probably related to the brain chemistry. And when we see the brain chemistry being low, specifically serotonin, we see more irritability, more anxiety, more worry, more OCD, more like obsessive behaviors like that. So it's probably that we're rebuilding the brain chemistry. Obviously, some of the gut stuff may be helping too, and maybe the serotonin is better. So he may be more fun. He may be less irritable, less anxious, less worried, less OCD. So it sounds like, I mean, this is awesome. I'm so glad it's happening this fast for you.
Yeah.
Too.
And this weekend, we went to like a Johnny Red. This is like a park when you play bowling and, you know, kids stuff. And we went, and it was closed because on Sunday they opened later, and I didn't remember. And he went straight to the park, and he noticed everything closed. The old Emilian would make a whole tantrum; it would be a whole chaos. Okay, so I talked to him, and I was like, okay, right now it's closed, and it says it's gonna open later. Why don't we go to mom's shopping places first, like the stores, you know, to see if mama gets some stuff, and then we'll come back when it opens. And he was like, he didn't say anything, but he was like, okay, it's another human being, another thing. He started like, I don't know if in English that's the word, like mimicking, like, yeah. Mimicking. He was, you know, he was in the bathroom, he was pooping, and I was like, ooh, like making jokes, ooh, this smells bad, something. His poop doesn't smell.
Oh, good. Well, maybe we've cleared some of the gut bugs then. Yeah. I mean, so that's the thing, like people make jokes about like smelly farts or smelly poops, mm-hmm. but really that's a clue. That's a sign that there's some level of dysbiosis. So it sounds like we're probably clearing that up then.
He's not farting and having this like horrible farts. And well, he was pooping and I was like, ew, smells bad. Ew. And he was like, ew, and laughing. And I was like, okay, you're mimicking. Okay. You're understanding, okay, and he has less cravings. Okay, I have this condition here, like keratosis, mm-hmm. pilaris, I don't know the name,
right.
In English. Emilian started having it, and now it's like clearing up.
Good.
And all my life, I've been, all my life, I thought it was like genetics. because my dad, my mom has it, my brother, I have it. But Emilian started having it. So I thought, okay, maybe this is genetic. I don't know. But with this treatment, like, it's clearing up.
Oh, sounds like we need to get you on the protocol too then.
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you. Like, I don't know.
You would be fine. By the way, you'd be fine. You know, if you wanted to run some labs first and you want to investigate you, you know, we can. But honestly, you know, I'd feel very comfortable if you were like, hey, I'm just going to start doing this along with you. You'd be fine. I'd feel fine with all this.
Yeah. Because I suffer from rosacea, from hair loss. I have this. I had a condition. Well, like a geographic tongue. Mm-hmm. And I went to so many doctors and they said, no, that's normal. That won't hurt you. That's normal. And I was like, that's it? You think this tongue like this is normal? I don't think so, but
you should try it then.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'm convinced. Okay. He's pooping every day. Not smelly. Twice per day. That's amazing. Less cravings. His arms are clearing up. No complaints in school. No complaints. Finally, I have like a month with no calls, no, you know, like he did, no. Okay, he still has the white-coated tongue.
Okay, yeah, I mean, there's probably still a yeast problem. You know, while we're battling the mold and trying to get the mold out, it seems like Candida kind of hangs out a little bit longer. So I'm hoping maybe within another 3 months or so. I mean, you're still pretty early on, so maybe another 3 months or so, it should clear up. So keep me posted. There are like some herbal mouthwashes and things I've had good success with too, but let's see how it's going to, you know, clear up with what we're doing. I think we're on the right track.
Okay, yes, I'm so impressed. Okay, now he's not losing his toys. I used to describe him as a kid with Alzheimer because he used to lose so many stuff, and I was like, "Oh, what happened with X with the toy, with the car you had in your hand?" And he was like, "No, he's not losing anything. He wants to be independent." Okay. We were at the mall, and I was always like holding his hand. And from 2 weeks, everything happened like 3 weeks from now. Like, it was like, no, he doesn't want to hold my hand, and he wants to walk by himself. And he's like more confident.
Yeah, or social. Would you say more social as well with people?
Yes.
I mean, it sounds like with the kids at school and stuff, he's definitely a little more social with them now, interacting with them a little better.
Yeah, and he's trying to talk a lot.
Good.
When he tries to engage in a conversation, he's like, blah, 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 blah. So, and his tone of voice. Okay, I tag you on Instagram because that was last night. Let me. Okay. Can you do you listen? Are you listening?
El helado. ¿Qué hace, mamá? Sí. Claro.
Okay. When he talks now, he's like la la la.
Yes. More energy.
Yeah.
Yes, more energy in his voice.
And he sleeps all night. I don't know, what are you doing?
Well, we're doing a lot of things.
We need to protect you at all costs.
Oh, thank you so much for that. Well, yes. You know, it's stories like these that we just have to, you know, share with more people. And I see so many kids, even in town where I am, that are suffering. And, you know, it's hard for me not to want to go up to everyone and just say, let me help, let me help, let me help. But, you know, that's why I love talking to people like you outside of America, because in America, a lot of people don't have the humility to ask for help. You know, they want to think that they're the boss and they're in charge of everything. And it's just awesome to work with people like you, because you're open to this stuff and you're ready to accept help. Where if you go up to like a random person in America and they're like on the bench, like having a problem with the kid, like if I try to come up to them, they're going to look at me crazy if I try to talk to them about it. Like, hey, I can help with this. I see he's going crazy and his speech isn't good and he's got dark circles under his eyes and he's got this terrible rash, you know, like I can help with that. Mm-hmm.
But his arms are clearing up. It's so impressive, so impressive. I don't know. At school, they are like questioning if he's autistic or not.
It should be to a point by the time we're done where they will not question that anymore. They will not even think that way.
Do you think he's autistic? I mean, like, I don't know.
I don't think the label is helpful, right? Because
Think
about if you and I have had gut issues, somebody could label, which that was my label, somebody could label you and I with IBS. And you may say, oh, do I have IBS? And I could say, yes, you do. But does that really help you? No, it's more helpful if I say, no, you have this parasite, this bacteria, that fungus, this candida problem. Let's fix those. And then you don't even fit that term anymore. So honestly, I wouldn't even waste your time labeling him. I would just say, we found these issues, we're fixing them, and don't even worry.
Okay, but it's so impressive. And the good thing, something that I love, is that it's so easy to give him all these supplements, and they taste really good. Yes. I don't have to battle in the morning, like, drink this, do it, because that was me before, like, you have to take this. It was like,
well, no, you know, like, the cool thing too is as they start to feel better, they may even ask you for it. Like, I'm ready. You know, my kids come over now and they just line up. They're like, we're ready, daddy. And then the glutathione, you know, that's a really hard ingredient.
Yeah, the glutathione.
Yeah. Is that going okay?
Yeah. He's like, no stress. Like,
perfect.
It's so easy. The protocol is so easy. I don't have to fight with him.
Good, good. That's great. Well, keep up the binder too. You know, right now we have the binder one at night. I think it's okay for now. I think everything sounds good, but maybe in a few months we'll bump it up a little bit, but we don't want to go. There's no rush. There's no race here. Everything sounds perfect. So we'll just keep going like this for maybe 3 months. And then we might start to bump things up a little bit to try to speed it up even more. But I think right now we're pretty much where we should be.
Wow. I'm so thankful. This is like mind blowing. Like, he's more flexible, he's more smiley, he wants to be seen, he wants to be noticed. That's, he's like starting to talk in sentences, saying like, look, mom, look, the eye of the hurricane on, I want swimming pool, I want swim. It's like he knows everything, but he cannot say it.
Exactly. Yeah. There's kind of a disconnect between the brain and the tongue, I call it, you know, and eventually that connection gets strengthened and he'll be able to just blow your mind with the words. So it should continue and get even better. And like I said, you're so early in. So, you know, give me a few more months here and, you know, we'll talk again and see how things are going. But I mean, you're right where you should be with them.
Wow. Okay. So, well, now I'm convinced this is real. This is like real because you sent me all these herbs. You know, I was checking like mushrooms, herbs. I was like, okay, I'm going to give it a try. Okay. Oh, the fog machine, the best. I love it. And I send it to the school and they do it at school.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, it helps.
Yeah.
I had one of the teachers at my kid's school say they were actually not needing their allergy medicine after we fogged the school.
Yeah, it's amazing. And well, what else? Well, I was checking like mushrooms, weird herbs. Like, this is like some kind of witchcraft. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try it. And with my son, and okay, I'm convinced, I'm impressed, and I'm ready to work with myself too.
Sure. Like I said, whatever you want to do, if you want to run some of the same labs on you, I'm happy. We'll take a look and that way we can be laser focused with you. Or if you want to run what you've got, I mean, that will be fine too. I feel confident either way. Whatever your gut tells you, let's do that.
Okay. Which ones do you recommend?
So I would say we should just keep it simple. We can just run the urine and the stool. So we could run the organic acid and the myco, and then we could do the GI map stool. So one stool sample, one urine, and we'll have three reports to go over, and it'll be great.
Okay, I know a lab in Panama. They do it. Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, great. And then after that, I'll send it to you, and we start like a new patient, right?
Yeah, that's right. And you know, you'll get a family discount for that also, and then you'll just have to do the intake form for me, and that's it.
Okay. Great. Okay. I'll do that because this is incredible.
Good. And I'm so happy.
And I've been like listening to your podcast, which is amazing. And if you're not testing, you're guessing.
That's
Yeah. So I got all that in my mind. Good.
Well, keep up the great work. I'm proud of you too for getting him on this and staying consistent with it. So keep up the great work yourself. You're doing awesome. And you and I, you know, we can get back together hopefully in the next month or so. But then for your son, I say probably 3 months. So, you know, I could give you the link and you could just book something, or I could pencil something in for you now and we'll do
it. Okay, now.
All right, because, let's take a look.
You know, I'm very organized. So
good. Okay. Let's take a look. Last thing. BetterBellyCourse.com is my flagship functional medicine gut course that teaches you how to heal your gut, your digestive, your mood, your skin issues, even if you've had these issues for decades. BetterBellyCourse.com is the website where you can enroll into my BetterBelly program. Inside the self-paced course, you're going to learn how to use the advanced stool and urine testing that you just saw and heard about. You're going to learn how to create a personalized diet and supplement protocol to clear the infections and to heal your gut. You'll see clinical protocols and one-on-one consultations where we're actually reviewing the labs in depth, even some of the calls where we have the parents and we have the adults on the call and we're looking at this together live. You'll be able to view all of that. You'll learn how to create a plan to retest and confirm you've cleared up your issues. We'll compare conventional medicine and functional medicine strategies and much, much more. You'll see all the modules here with incredible bonuses, including my Home Oasis webinar where I teach you how to detox your home from EMF chemicals and other toxins, and much, much more. This is truly the best thing I've created because it's my way of cloning all the protocols and things I've learned clinically and putting it into an easy to follow self-paced course with quizzes throughout. You'll have access to over 75 different videos, lectures, quizzes, webinars, bonus audios, and more. And we actually just discounted the price because someone said, hey, it's too expensive and I want to help my whole family. Can you help? And so, sure. So we discounted it. You'll see the discounted enrollment at betterbellycourse.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this. We have over 1,200 students around the world and a large group of moms taking back their family's health. So I'd love to have you. All right, I hope you enjoyed this conversation with this mom. And this is just one of thousands of consultations I've held over the last decade of helping people around the globe. It's my true pleasure to help parents feel empowered and to just fill up their buckets, really, is my goal. Like, your bucket gets so depleted as a parent, especially if your child is suffering, that you have nothing left to give to your spouse, to yourself. And this is why moms fall apart and there's so much weight on them to keep these kids functional and keep them fed and keep their behavior good and all of that. And it's huge. It's a huge battle. And so the least I can do is help take the load off by helping these children perform better, become less troublesome, more focused at school. And this changes and saves marriages time and time again. So as I mentioned in the beginning, if you'd like to reach out, evanbrand.com has all the details. I'm happy to work with you and your family wherever you are on this planet. And check out the kids guide, just a quick guide, few pages, but a quick guide to kids functional health. We'll have the link in the show notes there that at least point you in the right direction of where you should be looking in 2024 and beyond. And I hope you can share this with your pediatrician. They'll probably just poo-poo it, unfortunately. I do have some friends that are medical doctors doctors that are in pediatrics and they do functional medicine in pediatrics, but it's few and far between. And those people are amazing. And there's a time and a place for conventional medicine, but when it comes to these type of issues, functional medicine is where it's at to find and fix the root causes. So this is Evan Brand signing out. I'll see you next time.